This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Mitchell was telling us earlier about first-time jobless claims, the highest they have been since the middle of October. And that does make one wonder, does it not, what this month's unemployment report is going to look like when it comes out in a couple of weeks. One of the legacies of this pandemic, certainly in the early days, and maybe now too, as Omicron does its thing to the workforce, is that people are dealing with huge gaps in their resumes. Women, certainly, women of color in particular, who've dropped out or been forced out of the labor force the past 2 years. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has the current state of play on that.
For a long time, employers viewed holes in people's employment histories as a red flag. But Kelsey Bensky says that's changing.
They're having to be more accommodating, more flexible, not just to attract new workers, but also to retain the workforce that they have.
You can thank the pandemic for that, says Bensky, who supervises a career center in Newark, California. The labor shortage has given job seekers more options. She knows, because she's hiring too. Now, when she sees a gap on an applicant's resume,
it isn't as much of a concern for me anymore. I understand that there's a lot of reasons over the past 2 years that people may have left the workforce voluntarily or involuntarily. So I definitely am part of that shift.
Because of the pandemic, these gaps are now widespread, says Rhonda Vanshee-Sharp, a labor economist who heads the Women's Institute for Science, Equity, and Race.
A lot of folks across race, gender, ethnicity, class, educational attainment are going to have these gaps.
And that means they may lose some of their stigma, says Sharp. She says that gives female job seekers from marginalized backgrounds leverage they didn't have before.
I think employers who do not respond well to that are going to find themselves on the less desirable end when it comes to employment.
Hiring managers are looking at a broader range of applicants now, says UMass Boston economics professor Marlene Kim.
What I'm seeing is that although women of color and people of color still have higher unemployment rates than other workers, they seem to be getting hired at a higher rate than other workers.
That's if they want to get hired at all. Rhonda Vanshee-Sharp says when the pandemic is over, she expects many of these women will turn away from traditional jobs in favor of becoming their own bosses. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.